To her left, behind a row of chaise lounges, she saw a second man approach at 7 o'clock. Beerman grabbed her by the shoulders while the shorter one, lithe like a cat, came up from behind and pushed her head downward to expose her neck. He was holding a syringe. Her special ops training kicked in. She yanked away, leveled a powerful kick to the second intruder's groin, and snatched the syringe from his hand. She tried to plunge it into his neck, but he grabbed her wrist, so she used her free hand to grip the syringe and snap it in half. Their faces were inches apart. He had long, stringy blonde hair and a ruddy, sunburnt face. He reminded her of the bad date she'd had with a surfer. She grabbed Surfer Dude's arm and used his weight to whip his body over her back and crashed him to the ground. 2 against 1. Not fair, Surfer Dude. Guests around the fringes of the pool scattered. Someone called out, "Security!" Caden turned and saw Bearman coming at her. She grabbed a hardwood lounge chair, hoisted it, and put her full weight behind it, smashing it into his upper torso. He fell, dazed, but still conscious. She reached down, grabbed the hem of her fancy dress, and ripped it straight up to her hip to get better lift and leverage. "Annika's gonna kill me for this." From the ground, Surfer Dude grabbed her ankles and toppled her backward. He shot to his feet and dragged her by her ankles toward the fire pit.
"I'll teach you some manners."
Accent from a region of rural Croatia,
Amelia informed her through her earpiece. Surfer Dude relaxed his grip for a second and reached for 2 metal roasting sticks from the stand next to the fire pit. He snagged a glowing orange rock and brought it toward Caden's face. Just as she felt the heat on her cheek, she surprised him with a hook kick to his left kidney from her supine position, a move she'd learned at boot camp. The heated rock toppled to the side. Surfer Dude shrieked in pain. She regained her feet and followed with a foot jab to his solar plexus. Her kickboxing instincts took over, and she was glad she was wearing her black steel-toed flats. She saw Bearman reach for something inside his jacket. Before he could grab it, she spun and delivered 3 lightning-quick strikes. She started with a sidekick to his rib cage. She planted, turned her body to generate more power, then delivered a left-handed blow to his liver. The coup de grace was a roundhouse strike to the left side of his head that sent him crumpling to the ground. She heard a wheezing noise behind her and saw Surfer Dude coming at her again. She took 3 steps to her right, pulled a tiki torch out of the ground, and smashed it across his back. Black oil from the torch splashed onto his jacket, setting him on fire. Surfer Dude shrieked, the howl of a wounded animal. He tried to shed his jacket as the blaze grew. He lunged into the pool, sending a surge of water onto the concrete pavement. She turned to face Bearman. He drew his gun, a Browning high power by the look of it, and aimed it at her.
"You're coming with me,"